Hey, welcome to this week's A Few Good Minutes. Brian Sexton along with Patrick Amame, the Jaguars' new starting left guard. How's that sound, by the way?
It sounds nice to me. I'm not opposed to it.
No, and look, I mean, a guy gets hurt, you hate for that to happen, but as a player, you always have to be ready for that opportunity, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it was terrible what happened to Luke, how it happened. But, you know, nature of the game, it's just like a next man up mentality. So, you know, somebody's got to be ready to jump in there and, you know, keep the show going. And, you know, my number was called and I just had to hop in there.
Did you ever hear Jerry Glanville, the former Falcons and Oilers coach, great line about the NFL? Not for long.
Yeah.
It goes fast. You got to make the most of it when you can.
Yes, sir.
And so here you are. Three topics, folks. You know the drill. We'll start with A+. You were recruited by Princeton and MIT. I say recruited, scholarships. Would you have gone to either one of those?
I mean, if if football hadn't been, you know, as much of a factor as it was, I might have ended up going to, you know, as a kid, I got good grades and whatnot, and I was always told by, like, you know, teachers and, you know, my parents, like, oh, you know, you're gonna end up in one of these particular schools, and, you know, I probably had it in my head that that's the path I was gonna go down, but. Yeah, I mean, took a different path.
You know how funny it sounds to a guy that was offered a scholarship at MIT? I got good grades or whatnot. I mean, really, you had to get exceptional grades.
They were okay. Yeah, they were.
Mom and dad push you?
Oh, yeah. My parents were very, very big on the academics. It was a huge emphasis in our household.
You have a degree in communications, business, 3 degrees, sociology. If you'd gone to MIT or Princeton, what would you have studied? What would you be doing today if you weren't playing football?
It's similar. I was actually always pretty good at math and science.
Okay.
And I always figured I was going to be an engineer. And I ask myself that question sometimes, and I feel like I probably would have ended up, you know, going to school for engineering and, you know, staying that path.
Next topic, 30, as in 30 belly bombers, 30 from White Castle. Do you remember the day that you ate those?
I do.
And was it, did it hurt? Did you regret it an hour later?
I mean, I was, well, it was myself and it was myself and my siblings. And we got two what are called Crave cases. And I had one to myself, my siblings had one. And I want to say the whole house regretted it because it was,
say no more.
Yeah.
But you was, you have a tremendous appetite, according to your former teammates at Michigan. Do you still? Or are you on such a nutrition kick because of playing in the NFL that you have to watch what you eat?
Yeah, I'd have to say I probably eat a good deal healthier now than I did in high school. I can still eat a good amount, but yeah, you won't find me eating a Crave case.
If I put my American Express down and say, Pat, wherever you want to eat tonight, as much as you want to eat, where are you going?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
Tell me what you're eating, even if you can't tell me where you're going.
I mean, it might be, have you ever heard of, you ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
Oh, yeah.
Like a Fogo de Chao or like a Texas de Brazil?
Yeah, one price, all you can eat, I like you.
Yeah.
That's taking care of my American
Plenty
Express
of protein.
Right there.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
You can eat.
Yeah.
You can still eat with the best of them.
I do my best.
Yeah, every week. All right, we'll finish up with this, and that's back at it. In Chicago, where you were starter last year for 9 games, back in a starting lineup, which is obviously a place that you want to stay. What's going through your mind this week?
I mean, more than anything, it's, you know, we want to get that second win. You know, we were more than excited to get that, you know, the first one in London versus the Colts. We want to keep, you know, trending in that direction. And, you know, it's about stacking them up, so... we got to get that second one, and, you know, Chicago's the only thing on our radar right now.
Words are words, right? You go and talk to any guy about a guy who's stepping into the lineup. They can say, oh, yeah, we have faith, we have confidence, we believe. But the look in Kelvin Beachum's eyes and talking to Brandon Linder, and these guys really believe in you. You've only been here a short time relative to your NFL career. How have you formed such strong bonds in that room?
I mean, I feel like guys tend to... you know, respect a guy who is willing to come in and work. And, you know, just if somebody can show that they have the same goals that you do and is willing to, you know, put in the same kind of work that you were willing to put in, I feel like don't have a problem, you know, making them somebody who, you know, can come right into your circle and be included. So I think it's a testament more than anything to the personalities that we have in our offensive line room, on our offensive line, guys who are just willing and ready to, you know, take in anybody who can get the job done and, you know, just keep moving forward towards that goal, which is, you know, winning.
Final thought, bye week's behind you, right? 1-3 is sitting right there, but you have 12 games in front of you.
Yes, sir.
This team ready to make a run?
Absolutely.
Because all your goals are still there. Absolutely. Division title, playoffs, all right there.
Yep. And, you know, we know what we have to do. We you know, have a plan and how we want to get it done. And, you know, it's just a matter of going out there every Sunday and just executing, playing together and, you know, getting the job done at the end of the game.
As much as anything, people think about passing with Bortles and A-Rob and Hearns. But if you guys run the ball, you win. That's it, isn't it? You got to run.
I mean, yeah, we want our offense to be an offense that's, you know, that could be dangerous on more than one front. We have full confidence in our offensive coordinator and all of our coaches. You know, they're gonna put us in a position to win. We're going to have a game plan that's going to, you know, make us successful, and we just have to, it's up to us to go out there and execute it.
All right. Patrick Olame, Jaguars starting left guard. You have a communications degree. I hope you'll come back.
I hope you invite me back.
And bet we will. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
And we'll see you next week
yes,
on
sir.
A Few Good Minutes.